You are listening to the Winters and King Law Firm Podcast.
Hey, everyone. I am Spencer Pittman. I am an attorney with the law firm of Winters and King. Winters and King represents people who've suffered personal injuries, such as in a car wreck, and we seek the highest amount of compensation available under the law from the at-fault party, primarily through their insurance carrier. This podcast discusses what to do after you've been involved in an automobile collision and how to initiate the claims process with an insurance company. Not making an insurance claim after an injury in an automobile collision can result in the loss of your ability to financially recover for the collision, and which can also lead to overwhelming financial repercussions. For instance, when you seek medical attention after an automobile accident, you're still responsible for paying off all of your hospital and medical bills. This is why we recommend using your own health insurance for your bills. Later, when you've been released from your treating physicians, your health insurance will likely want to get reimbursed from any settlement from the liability insurance carrier or the at-fault party. Now, financial proceeds from a settlement with an insurance carrier can pay in whole or in part all of the bills or expenses, but not until the case is finalized. Statistically speaking, nearly every person who owns an automobile will at some point in their life be involved in an automobile collision. These types of collisions can occur no matter how minor and can result in significant, permanent, and lifelong injuries. If you've been involved in an automobile collision and you believe you've been injured, the first thing you need to do is call 911 and ask for an ambulance. Many people are concerned about the cost of an ambulance ride, but there are two reasons why you should call an ambulance anyway. First, you don't know what kind of internal injuries you could have suffered or the extent of your injuries, and you need to consult with a medical expert and get checked out to make sure you're not seriously injured. Second, many insurance companies can argue that if you don't call an ambulance at the scene of an accident, you probably aren't that injured. And as unfair as this sounds, it can directly affect your future recovery in settlement or even in litigation. Generally, if you pursue a claim to recover for bodily injuries after an automobile collision, you will probably be pursuing the at-fault driver's insurance company, who we often refer to as a liability insurance carrier. Making a claim with the insurance carrier is usually an easy process, and it can take place in less than 15 minutes. Most major insurance companies now permit you to make a claim over the phone or even on a website. Before making a claim, you need to get all the necessary information. At the scene of the accident or the collision, you need to make sure that you exchange insurance information with the other driver. And if you have a camera, even on your phone, take pictures of the vehicles and any visible injuries, like bruises or contusions. If possible, you should also try to make a claim on the same day as the collision because the facts of the collision will be fresh in your mind, and you're less likely to leave out important details. If it helps you to, write down how the collision occurred and save the paper for later. When you're ready to make your claim with the other driver's insurance company, you should have readily available all the information about the collision that you're going to need, including the other driver's personal information available, along with the information about your vehicle if you want to make a property damage claim. The insurance company will likely record your conversation and ask for some general questions about yourself, like how the collision occurred, your injuries, your property damage, and the best way to contact you. It's important to always be truthful when making a claim with an insurance company. This is because it's not only the right thing to do, but also the insurance company will try to use any information you give them against you, especially if you even try to make your injuries or the facts worse than they really are. In addition, misrepresenting facts to an insurance company can result in certain criminal implications as well. After providing all of the information requested, the insurance company will provide you with a claim number. This is an identifier for your specific collision and will assist the insurance company in locating your claim at a future time. You may also be assigned a claims adjuster. This is the individual that's responsible for collecting the information necessary to process your claim. The claims adjuster is usually going to send you a claims acknowledgement letter by mail or by email to confirm that you made the claim and the easiest way to contact them, along with that claim number for easy reference. Depending on the applicable law and where the collision occurred, if the adjuster believes that you are partially at fault for the accident, they may try to reduce your settlement amount proportionally to your assigned percentage of fault. So, for instance, if the adjuster, after investigating the collision, thinks that you're 20% at fault for the collision, your final settlement amount could be reduced by 20%. The other driver's insurance company is going to do everything they can to reduce your final settlement amount because they don't represent your interests. They represent the interests of their insured, who, again, is the at-fault driver. Also, many injuries after an automobile collision manifest weeks or sometimes months after the collision took place. Likewise, downplaying injuries at the time can also be a mistake because some injured parties end up with more serious injuries than they realized at the time of the collision. Oftentimes, it's best to let the medical record speak for you. Insurance companies will try to settle your case early on to avoid these later discovered injuries. Determining the at-fault party is not always straightforward. Just because one person is issued a traffic citation by a police officer does not always mean that the cited driver will always be considered the at-fault party, or that the non-cited party may have some culpability as well. The claims adjuster will also ask you for your medical bills and records, maybe lost wage verification information if you lost some wages, and other information to document your damages during the claims process. The adjuster may ask for another recorded statement and get additional information about the collision later on. After receiving the medical records and the bills or other documents to substantiate your damages, the insurance company may submit an offer of settlement to you, which may contain legalese that most people don't really understand. Understandably, this is about the time where a majority of people seek legal assistance for their claims. Often by this time, claimants or people who have made the claim may have also made mistakes in the claims process or made representations to the insurance company, which could be misconstrued or used against them. And this could also compromise the claim. Winters and King, for instance, prefers to help injured parties file their claim and assist them through the entire process as soon as possible to avoid these types of mistakes, and so we can help you navigate through the claims process. If you were involved in a motor vehicle collision, it's likely that your vehicle also suffered property damage. This is another aspect of the claim that is made to the liability insurance carrier. On the other hand, you may also have the option of pursuing your own insurance company for the property damage. But this can also be a double-edged sword. So, for instance, your own insurance company owes you a fiduciary duty of good faith, meaning that they have to treat you well and give you reasonable offers on your property damage. This means they will likely pay you more money in settlement than the insurance liability carrier. But you also have to pay your deductible up front, too. So if you pursue this route instead of pursuing the liability carrier, your own insurance company should try to get you reimbursed your deductible at a later point in time, maybe months or even years later, but this is never guaranteed. Your insurance company will most likely seek recovery of the amount it pays from your car from the at-fault party's driver, from the at-fault driver's insurance company, in a process that's called subrogation. Usually you won't be involved in that process. So hiring an attorney, either before or after you made a claim with an insurance company, takes the stress of the insurance company and the claims process away from you and allows you to focus on your recovery and getting your vehicle repaired. The attorneys at Winters & King can question witnesses, examine the facts of the collision, and apply them to the relevant law to ultimately determine who's at fault. Our firm's not afraid to take the at-fault party to a lawsuit called litigation. If the liability insurance carrier is not willing to compensate our clients for the amount that they deserve, for their damages and their losses. So if you've been involved in a motor vehicle collision or been injured, call the attorneys at Winters & King at 918-494-6868 to discuss your case with them in more detail.